You're listening to The Plumbing Sales Coach, where we give companies the strategies and skills to create a massive customer following. Fresh. Thank you for making us part of Spotify's top 10% most shared and followed podcast. And now, your host, Chris.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Fresh Approach. I'm your host, CF, the Plumbing Sales Coach. Today, we're going to cover a topic that really is controversial in the industry. It's this idea of the whole house checklist. Do we do it? Do we not do it? If we don't do it, how do we get through the home? If we do do it, how do we do it? What's the appropriate way to do it, the right way to do it? And we're going to talk about that today because this is a serious deal. I really firmly believe that the whole house checklist in a lot of ways keeps you from diagnosing, keeps the customer from having any consumer confidence in what you're doing. And consumer confidence is key when it comes to your ability to be able to leverage your advice. Meaning, if the customer doesn't have confidence in what you're saying or confidence in what you're doing, it doesn't really matter what you're saying or what you're doing. They're not going to believe it. They're not going to be able to buy into it. They're not going to be able to get behind it. They're not going to be able to subscribe to it. So we're going to talk about that, especially for those, you know, you turn this thing into a robotic movement where the customer is just like, okay, cool. I've been going through the motions here. I'll get your whole house checklist and I'll just put it on my counter. And they don't take it serious. They don't consider it. Now, some of you are like, well, I have success with the whole house checklist. Look, I was just talking to somebody the other day about this, but, you know, we were talking about the different programs that are out there and the different styles of service and how you go about things. I'm a huge three options person. And, you know, we were talking a little bit about that. And I said, look, you can show me somebody who has probably performed well in any program. And I can show you somebody who is bought into that program and someone who's probably got some skills, meaning you could put that same person in any program. As long as they're bought in, and as long as they have skill sets, they're going to produce. But what about the person who doesn't have that natural skill set? What about that person who doesn't have that natural gift of gab, so to speak? And how do we help them? How do we have a process that they can follow? I also firmly believe with having 8 kids that all of my kids can sell. They all do it all the time. They're not the same, though. They don't have the same style. They don't have the same natural ability. Some of them just straight up in their young, immature ways come right at you with their gifting, and they come, you know, they're gonna convince you, but they just don't have enough experience and a wide enough language vocabulary to be able to pull it off. But the younger ones, the subtle ones, the ones who later in life can't quote unquote sell, they're really good when they're young because they just do it naturally. They don't even realize they have no angle. They just know what they know. I want that candy on the counter in my mouth. I want to eat that thing and I'm going to find a way to get it. And then you got the slick talker and you already know what's coming before it starts. And you're like, back off, buddy. You're not having none. I just assume it's a guy. It's a boy. But then the girl, the innocent one, you know, I don't know. I got 8 kids, man. I don't know. Is something speaking into that? But, the innocent girl, she's just looking at you with those eyes and you're like, why wouldn't I give you the candy? Here's all the candy, in fact. Here's the bag that I keep in the pantry. You know, it's just, oh, man, it's so true. But look, we all know how to sell because selling is really just leveraging what someone wants with what someone needs. With what someone wants or needs connected back to what you offer. And if you're an expert and you offer a high-quality service or solution or a bigger problem solution, you know, if you're a brain surgeon versus a toe surgeon, you're going to make more money. You're going to have a higher value. It's just the reality. So how's this whole house checklist play into all that? How does that affect consumer confidence? I don't like them. I've never liked them. I've been talking about this for years now. You can go back. I've been an anti whole house checklist kind of guy. I never used them, never liked them, never thought they were beneficial. They don't do what we think they're going to do. They're usually a big red flag for the customer. Okay, it's some way of coming up with. I'll tell you another thing, the CRMs, the softwares that are out there, they have some great tools and some great features, but some of the times they try to, in an effort to help produce more conversions, produce more sales for the companies, they put in these different requirement abilities for you to turn on. So you require that the technician checks this, checks that, does this. And in some cases, that can be used well when used for the right reasons. And in other cases, it can be used inappropriately. For example, if it's just check a couple of things because of the type of call you're on, because of the things that you're finding on that call, because of the experiences that you're having with that customer, then by all means, that's awesome. Automate, automate, automate. But if it's just like no matter what house you go into, no matter what the customer's saying, no matter what you're finding, no matter what you're doing, you're checking this, you're checking that, you're checking everything just because, that's what people don't like. That's like a street, a door-to-door salesman. You know, they're just anybody that'll buy. You know, just as a side note for owners listening, one of the marketing pieces of advice I give is don't put door hangers on every door, but you should put door hangers on the neighbor's door. And you should have special messaging, which we teach inside of our program that specifically talks about how to reach that neighbor. And we use that word and we communicate that word and we give them a reason to call. All of that, you know what I mean? You got to have a reason. Builds consumer confidence. Like, ooh, I'm the only one that got one of these. Okay, that's valuable. It's special. It separates, sets you apart. Okay, when everybody got one, it's like, oh, well, it's not special anymore. A whole house checklist isn't special. Me checking your shutoffs isn't special anymore. There's no purpose behind it. There's no reason. The reason is because your company makes you do a whole house checklist. The reason is because you, the technician, wants to make money off me, the consumer. The reason is whatever the consumer thinks the reason is. It does not build consumer confidence. In a small percentage of people, maybe those... You know, I've been using your company for multiple years. I trust your company. I trust you everything. I trust it all. Then you do the whole house checklist. You show me the list. I've been saving up, checking my list, checking it twice. I've got enough money, and bam, I'll make the purchase. But on the whole, it does not build consumer confidence. Got to build consumer confidence. It's crucial. It's the whole deal. It's the whole thing. It's what everybody does. See, what builds consumer confidence in a gas station is the fact they have gasoline and that will go into their car and that will create combustion and they will be able to get to wherever they want to go. The consumer confidence they have in plumbing is that they want hot water, they want their toilets to flush, they want whatever they're going for. You provide that bridge, that gap. You fill that gap. You're able to get them back to where they want. That consumer confidence. That's why I always say in plumbing, when you go out to a call and there's a problem, which is 100%, that's 99.9% of the time, even if the customer's like, I'm just looking for quotes on water heaters. No, they have a problem with their water heater. They want a water heater. You need to go out there, provide a service. You'll get the water heater. You'll be doing it. Even when they're looking for the quote, oh, I'm looking for the quote. We're thinking about doing it next month. That afternoon, I've been doing a water heater. Like, it's really not that, don't overcomplicate this. Consumer confidence. How do we build that? How do we really build that? How do we get to that point? Yeah, I'll just tell you right now, something cool we got coming out is a software that's going to help with consumer confidence. It's going to do just that. As you go in the home, when you go into a home and you're looking at, let's say, a toilet, and you pull the back of the lid off and you see the fill valve's failing and the toilet's, you know, it's... arguably old. It's, you know, some people be like, porcelain lasts forever. I know. But at the same time, you know, 20-year-old toilets, it's old. It arguably could be time to replace it. So if I'm looking at that toilet, there's nothing in the back of my mind, there's nothing stopping for the back of my mind telling the front of my mind, hey, they got other toilets. They're probably 20 years old. They're probably enduring this. And I see all this sediment in the back, or I see this you know, maybe they got high water pressure. Maybe there's something else going on. Maybe you look down at the shutoff and it looks like it's got cobwebs on it. You're like, oh, it's Halloween. You're like, no, it's July. They shouldn't have cobwebs on this. And you ask the customer, hey, you ever use the shutoff? And they're like, what's that? Like, it's not lost on me that the other toilet's probably the same. In fact, it's not lost on me that under the kitchen sink, the shutoffs are probably old and crusty. It's not lost on me that if there's a hose spigot shooting off the back of that kitchen sink, it's probably old and crusty. I mean, it's not lost on me that if I go down to the main shutoff and to the water heater's probably got a gas valve from the 50s. Like, we all get that, right? But how does the customer get that? Hopefully, first of all, hopefully we all get that. Some of you need to stop thinking that plumbing, you're lying to you. It's like you, in one breath, you'll say, well, they just needed the shut off. And then in the next breath, you'll tell the customer how, well, those aren't related and that's not my fault. But the reality is how many times do they have a plumber come in their home? Once every 2 years? Hardly ever. It's our job to show them what is broke. It's our job to show them why it's broke. It's our job to show them how all that kind of works together. But it's also our job to help them understand how the rest of the home is connected to that. And it's enduring and going through the same things. Some of those things are exactly the same, like toilet for toilet for toilet for toilet. Faucet for faucet for faucet for faucet. But some things are similar in how they operate. Like a fill valve works just like a cartridge. I know it doesn't work exactly the same, but at the end of the day, it holds water back and then it lets water in. It's a dam. Miniature dam. PRV is a main dam. A water heater is a reservoir with a heater on it. Like you could kind of play this out and you start thinking about it like that. And really, I could make this whole analogy about hospitals and patients and how they diagnose patients. Like everybody doesn't get an MRI. Everybody doesn't get a CAT scan. Everybody. But some people do. Some people do. So I guess at the end of the day, we have to take this knowledge. We have to constantly get better and smarter in how we understand the plumbing systems and how it all connects. We have to take this knowledge and we have to get the customer on the same page while they trust that, while they believe and trust that. I mean, it can't just be telling them. It's got to be showing them. It's got to be walking them through it. And it's got to make sense. The software that we're releasing is going to kind of do that. I say kind of, it's going to 100% do that. Because the customer will be able to see like, oh, because my fill valve failed, now you should check these things. Not everything, but these specific things. And then based on how you interact with the software, it'll then say, okay, well, you should check these things. And also what it will do is it'll say, look, here's the three ways we recommend. Based off how you interacted with the software and told it something failed or not and why it failed, you can, it'll build out the options for you. So the customer can go like, oh, okay, that makes sense. I have the main option here that I called you out here for, but then we've got these other things that showed up and it organizes it. It's unbelievable. It's like it's AI meets diagnosing meets options builder meets sales training. I'm excited. I can't wait. If you want free access to that and you want some free training for your team, go to software.theplumbingsalescoach.com. And you can get that, and we'll hook you up, and we'll get you all set up. That's going to be coming out in February. In fact, if you sign up now, though, we're going to be reaching out here soon and offering up some free sales training, our fierce training package, actually, which was originally $797 when we first released it. We sold a bunch of it. We're going to be giving away that for free with the worksheets and all. You get the pie. You get the cream. You get the nuts. You get the cherry. You get it all. Okay. We're giving that away. Software.theplumbingsalescoach.com. Software.theplumbingsalescoach.com. Look, when you look at a whole house checklist, it there's nothing personal about it. It says, I'm checking this. Like, oh, you don't have any problems over here? Well, we're still checking it. There has to be dialogue. There has to be intelligence. And it's funny. I just said the software, you know, it's AI, it's artificial intelligence. There has to be intelligence. There has to be something going on here that creates a reason for the customer to go, yeah, this makes sense. Let's go check that out. I want to check that out. I'm gonna give you guys an example of how this works before I had the software, before we were even thinking about doing the software, just back when I ran calls, back in, going back to Cali. I don't know if you can edit that in later, maybe, that song. Although I don't know if we have to have licensing for that, but all right. So yeah, so you may not be hearing that right now. You might have just only heard me sing that. Sorry. But anyways, gosh, it's 12 years ago, 10 years ago, 11, 12 years ago. I remember I would go on calls and just at the end of my time in the field, like just kind of had my rhythm was rolling. I just remember it always kind of went the same. You know, it was really just a dialogue about, you know, if it was the water system, it was my little secret bridge, my key to the rest of the plumbing system was the shutoffs, was the emergency stops for the most part, or the likeness of the item I was at. So if I was looking at a toilet, it pretty much goes the same. I'd pull the back of the toilet off. I'd diagnose it. I'd let them know, hey, look, straight up, no reason to replace the toilet right now. What you need is a fill valve. What you need is a flapper. What you need is a flush valve, depending on, you know, whatever they needed. And we would talk about that, and I'd explain how that worked. And I was really just taking my time with them, making sure they understood how it worked and how it worked like a dam, and how a lot of other things in the home work like a dam, similar like the shower valve, and just really making that connection for them visually so they understood how everything kind of flowed together. And then after that, I would say, you know, okay, one of the things I'm going to have to do to work on your fill valve is I'm going to shut water off to the toilet. Have you ever used your shutoff down here? And so we would take a look at that, and I'd say, okay, sometimes these things will leak if they've been sitting for a long time. Since you haven't used yours, they can also be stuck. In that case, I'll need to use your main shutoff so that I can get the water to stop so I can work on the toilet. Again, I always made it back to the main. It's always about the main thing. It's always about the reason I was out there. I mean, because if it isn't about the reason I'm out there, then they're not going to have that consumer confidence. They're going to go, why are you bringing this up? Why are we talking about my water heater? Why are we talking about my softener? Why are we talking about my... So we just talked about what mattered. So what matters is why they called me out there, but I do got to shut water off to it. So we talked about those things. And typically, 50, 60% of the time, I already started finding problems just right there, just from those little pieces of the conversation. Conversation went a little bit deeper, though. Then we would talk about the other toilet. The other toilet's the same. They just this old. You haven't had any problems with those, have you? Another, you know, 10% of the people maybe out of that would go, oh, you know, come to think of it, I haven't had any other problems with them, but can we make sure there's no issues with those while you're here? Absolutely. We can take a look at those. Because consumer confidence is up. They understand, oh, I understand why you're asking me that. This toilet is obviously visually old, and I'm having a problem with it. And you're explaining to me what's wrong with it. And you're asking me about the other toilets. You're not telling me I have problems or I'm probably going to have problems with the other toilets. You're asking me if I have problems. And that builds questions, builds consumer confidence. Look, you need to build consumer confidence. Here's my cut to the chase. Here's my deal with the whole house checklist is it doesn't build consumer confidence. I started with that, I'll end with that. What builds consumer confidence is it has to make sense. What's in it for me? What's in it for me? You know, this is never going to go away. This is how humans are. What's in it for me? You want to know that when you take a job. They want to know that when they hire you. The employer and the customer. What's in it for me? Okay, why are we going to go look at my other toilet? Why are we going to go look at my other shutoffs? Why are we going to go look at my water? What's in it for me? I know what's in it for you. If you find a problem, you're going to make more money. Okay, what's in it for me? Man, I hope you guys get this one. This is, as I'm saying this stuff and I'm thinking about, you know, how I operate in the home and why I have success in the home. And man, I've been to shops all over the country. I've ran so many calls. You know, it blows my mind. There's sales trainers out there. There's trainers out there that don't run calls, that don't actually run the calls with. I do. I love it. It keeps me grounded. Keeps me current too. Because 2023, 2024, it's crazy now what you can do. Couldn't do some of this stuff back in the day. A lot of cool, not only tools, but there's also a lot of resources. With the internet, I know a lot of people say it hurts them. It helps too. Helps me explain. You know, when I'm talking about PRVs, I've told customers, you know, you can Google, if you Google right now what your pressure is supposed to be, it'll say around 55, 60. And then I put my gauge on there and it's 90. I don't have to sell them on the idea of pressure. I don't have to convince them. I don't have to. Google do it for me. Google said it. Like, it's so funny to me how we complain about how, well, Google's telling people, well, then let's use that. Since that's what builds consumer confidence, since that's what people trust. Like, there's just so many different ways to look at this thing. I tend to be resourceful. I didn't have a lot of resources growing up. I didn't have any. We lived in it literally trailer wide, double wide, what? Lived in a trailer park, lived out in the country. Lived in apartments, and I just went and visited my apartment as a kid. It's smaller than I remember. That thing is tiny. I'm like, wow, is that illegal? It's wild, man. But we had to become resourceful. And I'm 5'6" as a grown-up. That was, I wasn't 5'6" as a kid. A lot of you were 5'6" as fifth grade. I used to joke around and say I was 5'6" in kindergarten, used to bully everyone. I stopped growing. And then they around third grade, I started getting beat up. I was 5'6", but I was probably 4'2" back then. I had to be resourceful. I had to find ways through situations, tough situations, getting bullied, picked on. I'm resourceful. So I guess I just don't, to me, it's just as simple as you go in the home, you figure out what the customer's really got you out there for. I know you're there for a fill valve, but there's a bigger reason. There's a concern they have. Could be water damage, could be water bill, could be they got family coming into town. You know, you guys understand that, right? Like, they're calling you out there because the faucet drips, but they're, why today? Because some people be like, oh yeah, it's been doing that for a couple weeks. Well, what made you decide all of a sudden now you're going to deal with it? Well, the water bill came in. Well, it's starting to splash up. I got family coming in next weekend. It's always something else. Find out what that something else is. Because that's what they value. That's what they actually truly value. That's what they're buying. Plumbing's just in the way of what they value. What they value is a peaceful visit from family. They're not judging me because my house is dirty or because my house doesn't work or things are broke. So I just want to have everything kind of in order. I remember this one call I went on and the toilet was, that didn't just start. It was leaking around the base. It was a wood floor. I was like, this didn't just start today. Thought we were gonna fall in when we walked in the bathroom. I said, what made you have us come out now? Like, what is there something change with it? And she said, no, I got family coming in for Thanksgiving. It's my first time meeting them. And I told my husband, we got to get this fixed. And I was like, well, now's a good time to tell you you're gonna need restoration. Look, I hope you guys understand the power of this stuff, because when you put a checklist in front of the customer, when you put these robotic things, like everybody has to do this, it loses its value. It doesn't feel personal. It doesn't have anything in there that builds my confidence up that says this is unique to me, and so I should pay attention. I should value this. If everyone else has to do it, I don't know. We tend to question things where everybody is forced to do something. I don't know. I don't know about you, but we just kind of live through something like that. And I don't, whether you were on the side where you didn't question it, or you were on the side where you did question it, or you questioned the people who were questioning it, or you were questioning the questioning of the questioning, I don't know. I know this, there was a lot of questioning because there was no consumer confidence. Okay, consumer confidence doesn't come from being told you have to do something. Consumer confidence doesn't come from everybody's doing the same thing. Consumer confidence comes from, hey, because you're going through this, because your situation is this, because you're unique to this, then we ought to look at this. That's where people go, I'll go with you on that journey. I'll walk with you on that journey. I'll go down that sales path with you. And if you, on the other side of that, can provide me a real provable problem along with a real provable solution, and it seems the value's there for me, man, I'm doing that. Everybody's doing that. People buy that. That's what people buy. There you go. The secret to what people buy. All right. This was really meant as to show you just really how the whole house checklist is not the, it's the old school method to a broken problem that can be solved a better way. And hopefully you got even more than that out of this one. Look, I love you guys. I really do. That's why we do this podcast. That's why we share this stuff. Go to theplumbingsalescoach.com. Check out all that we have to offer, because we are trying to make a big impact in the industry so that we can make a big impact in the communities across the world when it comes to the plumbing problems they're dealing with and your ability to solve them. We love you. And always, as always, remember, serve your community in everything, not just plumbing. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Plumbing Sales Coach podcast. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and check us out on the web at theplumbingsalescoach.com.